was?
Well, that he loved his job. He absolutely loved his job. So sorry.
Sure.
And then he was very proud of what he was doing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He was very proud to be a deputy with the Harford County Sheriff's Office. He loved his agency. And the guy said he worked with, you know, he got promoted and, you know, as a corporal, as a first-line supervisor. But he always worked with his guys. You know, I never met one of the fellows that said that they had worked for Charlie. They always worked with him. He was out there on the road. When he first got promoted, he was in uniform. Mm-hmm. He stayed in uniform for quite a while, and then he transferred to the Warrant Apprehension Unit, and that's a specialized unit.
I spent a little time with Sheriff Bain today. He was telling me about the last day, you know, before he was killed. He actually came in, I think he was after shift, because he got a tip on a warrant or something like that. And that was not unusual for him. What do you know about that?
No, that it wasn't unusual. Those guys, they worked different shifts. They were always working different shifts. And they had informants out there, you know, and people that would call them up. And basically that's how that job works. You usually work off of a lot of tips. You find out where these guys are, where the suspects are. And it's nothing for them to return back to work. It could be home, just getting off, and then a tip would come in. They would get a phone call, and a lot of the people out on the street had their cell phone numbers, and they would get tips and return back to work and make an apprehension, do their paperwork, and then come back.
That kind of unit, you're never really off duty, I guess.
No, you're never really off in that kind of a unit. Like I said, you... you know, you go after all the bad guys. You know, the deputies will get warrants for people, and or citizens will go in and get warrants for some of the suspects. And Charlie's job was the first line supervisor with a squad, and he was out there with his men, with his guys, side by side. He had partners. Joe Sanchez was one of his partners, and Scott Rowe was one of his partners. And I mean, he worked with all of them. You know, he wasn't the kind of supervisor that would sit back behind.
He wasn't sitting behind the desk while the other guys were out.
Exactly. He had to be out on the road with his people, you know, and making arrests along with them.
And your other son is also a sheriff's deputy. Were they all following in your footsteps? Did they?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. You know, it all, you know, just falls into line. Charlie was the first, and then my oldest son, Donnie, he, you know, it's been 3 years, hasn't it?
Four years.
And he was an electrician, and the economy didn't do so good, so he flipped over, you know, to go into law enforcement. And he loves it just like Charlie, both these guys. They absolutely love it. And I get phone calls, Dad, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that, and, you know, so... It keeps me in it.
Knowing the hours, knowing the demands, you never tried to discourage them from this, or did you?
Well, no, but, you know, the only thing that bothered me is it's a dangerous job. And, you know, my worst nightmare came true.
Yeah. I have to ask you, did he know Sergeant Loughran all that well?
Yeah, I had worked a couple cases with Sergeant Loughran when he was, as a school resource, mm-hmm. because one of the jobs I had up in Aberdeen was to work child abuse cases. And sometimes I would call Sergeant Loughran up, and he would, because we had some kids sometimes would be down in Edgewood Middle School or, you know, or the elementary school. And, you know, because it's outside of my jurisdiction, I would have to get a hold of him, and, you know, and we would do some cases together, you know.
And when you heard about what happened to Sergeant Loughran, I mean, that was probably a...
Yeah, that was absolutely unbelievable. absolutely a total. It was a shock to know that he was having heart issues at Charlie's funeral and then went home and passed away. That was when I found that out. It was a shock. And you know, I mean, for his family and for the family of the Harford County Sheriff's Office, you know, I just can't imagine what kind of, you know, the shock that was for his wife. And, you know, he has a son, you know, and now he's gone.
Yeah. You had 40 years in law enforcement. Over the years, had you gone to Fallen Heroes Day over the years?
No. And I've lost a lot of good friends in the line of duty. And I just could never go to the Fallen Heroes. I mean, I've been to the Delaney Valley.
Sure. And you've seen the monument.
Yeah, I've been there. But I never went to Washington to, you know, that was just, you know, not in me. And, you know, just I couldn't go. It's just, you know, too many heartaches.
I imagine what's May 3rd going to be like when you go to the ceremony?
It's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough. I mean, my wife, Barb, and I, you know, we sat down and talked about it, and it's, you know, it's something that we want to do, you know, this time. But I don't think we could ever do it, you know. And then you have people like Angie Halcomb and Martha Wood, who are on all these committees, and Sue Nickerson. They've all lost their sons and their husbands, and God bless them. They've gone on to be all part of this whole, you know, thing, and with committees and everything, and put in hours, hundreds of hours of time, you know. And without them, you wouldn't have organizations like COPS, you know, and these Fallen Heroes, you know.
What do you want people to be thinking about on May 3rd?
How much the firemen and the policemen, police and fire, how much they give to their community, you know. Like you see on television now, when things go bad, they go bad quick, and people run away, and you see the firemen and the policemen, they're running towards the danger. You know, and it's not because it's just their job. It's their makeup. It's in their heart. They have to help people. You know, they don't turn and run away from danger. They go towards it. And that's something when you become a fireman or a policeman, you pin on that badge, and you never know what's going to happen that day.
Barb, Donnie, did you guys want to add anything? I mean, he's done a great job, but if you would like to add... he's been around. I mean, did you want to add anything about your brother?
I just wanted everybody to know.
Come around. All right. No, stay there. Stay there. No.
I just want everybody to know that he was a loving godfather to my two boys.
How old are the two boys?
3 and 5.
3 and 5. So they remember their uncle, you think?
Oh, yes. We make sure of that every day.
Okay.
The little one comes out and waves to his picture.
Oh, wow.
Picture of Charlie in our living room, and he comes out and he'll wave to it, my 3-year-old. And
I guess this last few months, just as it's been really rough. This is
And then my 5-year-old will always ask, can we call Uncle Charlie? And I tell him every day I wish we could. But they definitely remember him.